Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We bring the show to you each week to teach you and educate you about the information you need to beat the insurance company when you've been injured. The insurance company is going to try to defeat you. The insurance company for the at-fault party. The party who hits you, rear-ended you, T-boned you, head-on crash, caused the head-on crash. The party that was texting. The idiot was texting. Those people, when they cause the crash, their insurance company fights the fight for them against you. You need the information. That's one of the reasons we do these shows. Today we're talking about concussions. And you know what? You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, anytime, and it's an information-loaded website. We have a lot of information there. All of our podcasts, including these shows, are on our website. Our books, we've now written 6 different books. They're there. You can download a free e-copy of the book anytime. Or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And we'll send you a hard copy. In the mountains, if you want to, you can call us at 870-8989. That's 870-8989. We'll get you a free copy of the books and or we'll answer any of your questions. You know, people call us when they've not been in an accident and ask us about insurance questions. We're glad to answer those questions. We do it all the time. It's important you get your insurance coverages right. We've done shows on that as well, and you can see them on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, concussions used to be in the shadows. They used to be in the dark, but now they're coming out of the dark. Now they're coming out of the shadows, and it started, and a big part of it was with the NFL. Now we've got movies on it. We've got studies on it. It always existed. Concussions always existed. There just wasn't as much publicity, as much information. Concussions happen in car crashes. Concussions happen when your head is rapidly accelerated and decelerated. So, old school was you had to hit your head and in order to have a concussion or a TBI, traumatic brain injury. New school is that's not true. You can suffer a traumatic brain injury or a concussion, same thing. You can suffer them when you have rapid acceleration and deceleration in the car crash. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about these symptoms, because I think sometimes people get in a car crash, they see symptoms, and maybe these develop over time as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how the definition of a concussion has changed, thankfully. We don't really have football to thank for that, because concussions in football are always when the head gets hit, it seems like. That's the only time you see somebody getting pulled out of the game or whatever, but the definition of the concussion has definitely changed from being just a blow to the head or something that happens when you have a blow to the head to now where you have when you have an injury that jars or shakes the brain inside the skull. And that's important for people to understand. When you have some kind of activity, you can easily have something that shakes the brain inside the skull, and then you're talking about a concussion that you have to deal with. You're gonna find certain signs that are gonna be there that are gonna help you. But the other thing is, you cannot just think that it's gonna go away or that they should come on right away. They can come on days later, and there are symptoms that can come on days later because the brain's been because there's been this brain shake. You can still have symptoms that are going to come on later. So any of the symptoms we talk about today in a head injury is not necessarily something you have to see right away. It's important that people understand that.
Right. You know, you have an acute injury, and we've been doing this business for over 30 years. We've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again, including through concussions, including through orthopedic injuries. But today we're talking about concussions. And, you know, you understand that sometimes you have this at the scene. Sometimes you go to the in the ambulance to the emergency room. And the defense and the insurance companies that defend these cases always say, well, you didn't have any symptoms through the EMTs. You didn't say you had all these symptoms. Now you're saying you have all these symptoms. And we're talking about, you know, memory issues and cognitive processing and flashbacks and maybe vision issues, headaches, inability to concentrate, lack of focus, misplacing things, loss of interest, sleep problems, anxiety, mood swings, you know, and I said memory problems, depression, anxiety. So those don't all onset at the very moment of the crash. Like maybe a broken arm or maybe a torn rotator cuff or maybe a broken leg. Those don't all onset. And so in this business, you need to understand, and the insurance company does understand, they just won't admit it, that these symptoms onset over time.
Yeah, you have the two places that we deal with injuries the most in car crashes, and they are the most And they're the ones that come on the latest, and that's a head injury and back injuries. And we've talked about back injuries where you get radiating pain into your legs and you have disc problems and you have you have problems with your back and the vertebrae. Those also come on later. You don't get those right away. But we're talking about brain injuries today. Obviously, we've talked about back injuries before, and it's important that if you're suffering from that kind of situation, you should a back injury or a pain and numbness into your legs or your arms or throughout your back or different or continuing pain, you should contact us for that too. But with brain injuries, a lot of the problems you're not going to notice right away. Nausea and vomiting may come on later also. Sensitivity to light or noise could come on later. Dizziness can come on later. Blurry vision can come on later. Gary talked about irritability, nervousness or anxiety. And a lot of times even the problems with memory may not surface right away. You don't realize it. You don't realize it till maybe you go to the store for someone to pick up four items and you can't remember them anymore. And older people like to always say, well, I'm just getting old. Well, no, you may have had a head injury too. If you've been in a recent car crash where it shook your brain, it may be a head injury, and that's what you need to look at. Falling asleep. A lot of people will go, oh, I can't fall asleep, or I can't stay asleep, or I'm waking up in the middle of the night, and you think it's from the anxiety, and you think it's all from the car crash and the fact that my car's not fixed, and how do I get back and forth to work or to the activities I've got to do. It may also be a head injury that you just haven't related. That then you talk about fatigue and exhaustion. Well, you're saying, well, I'm not sleeping, but it may be the head injury that's causing the problem. And the funny thing is, it can be trouble falling asleep, but it can be sleeping too much too, or sleeping too little. So it's important if you've been in some kind of crash where it's caused any kind of shaking or any kind of head trauma or any kind of fast acceleration, deceleration of your neck or your head. I really think anybody who gets diagnosed in any way, shape, and form of any kind of whiplash needs to be aware of and needs to be monitoring whether or not they have symptoms that are coming up that will tell you you have a head injury.
Right, and the insurance companies look at your emergency room records or your PCP records, and they always like to say, well, you didn't report this symptom, that symptom. You didn't report memory loss. Well, that's a week after the crash. You may not realize that you have this until weeks or months later. Everybody knows this, but that's how they try to defend the cases. Look, this is a war. You can win this war. We've done this for over 30 years, and you can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We have offices in Denver. We have offices in Greenwood Village, and we have offices in Steamboat Springs. And we've done and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we can help you. You need a legal game plan to be able to help, and you need to start with a legal game plan.
And it's important for people to know. I know that there's been talking in different ads and stuff where people are talking about how they take cases or they do the trials for law firms, for different law firms, or different law firms go to other law firms to do the trials. That doesn't happen in our firm. In our firm, we do the trial. We take you from beginning to end. We have lawyers who are experienced in doing the trials. We do the trials. We don't farm out our trials. We've never handed a trial off to an outside law firm. It's nothing we would do. We have experienced litigators who know what they're doing inside the law firm, and we take care of your case from start to finish.
I promise you, if you have a concussion, you want experienced attorneys on your side. You want to know, and you need to go to the right specialties. I mean, the right medical specialties, and your attorney needs to know this. And some of the right medical specialties are neurologists. They deal with concussions. You know, your PCP might, but they need probably, I see a lot of referrals from the PCP, the primary care doctor, over to a neurologist. And another specialty is neuropsychologists. This all sounds scary. It all sounds terrifying. You can win this war. And I tell you what, if you don't do anything about it, if you do nothing about your concussion, that's the way the insurance company is going to leave you. They're not going to do it for you. We can give you a legal game plan. All you have to do is call us at 303-795-5900. Now go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's talk a little bit about the fact that when you go to the emergency room, maybe your Glasgow Coma Scale is a perfect 15, so the insurance company said, wow, you couldn't have a brain injury because your Glasgow Coma Scale was a perfect 15. Maybe they're worried maybe about a positive brain bleed, and they take a CT scan of your head. And so it shows normal, and they don't show a brain bleed. Can you still have a concussion and traumatic brain injury.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing you've got to remember when you go to the hospital, a lot of times you're dealing with a distracting injury. And that means you're dealing with an injury, some other part of your body that hurts more than your head, or you don't even recognize it. You've got adrenaline pumping, and you're just, the effects of having a shaken head or a shaken brain have not yet come through. They're just not there yet. And because they're not there yet, you don't know that you've had the injury, and other people don't know you've had the injury either. A lot of times, identifying the injury takes people who know you before and after the injury. It takes people who understand and can recognize differences. Well, those people at the ER don't know you. They have no idea. You know, and it's kind of funny because we'll deal with these insurance companies and defense lawyers and defense doctors who will say, well, you didn't show anything at the emergency room, and so we're going to believe what the emergency room says, or we're going to take what the emergency room says and say that means that you're not hurt at all, you've never had an injury, and you're not going to have a brain injury, and this crash didn't cause it. But they ignore the fact that the very emergency room documents you get tell you to return to the emergency room or to go see your doctor if any symptoms get worse or new ones occur. And then a lot of times those papers will identify new symptoms. And those new symptoms a lot of times are excessive sleepiness, can't stay awake, can't be woken from sleep, headaches, nausea, vomiting, confusion, agitation, restlessness. You'll see it right in the very papers that the emergency room's giving you. Well, if the rule was what the defense doctors and the defense lawyers want to tell you, that if you don't show it right there at the emergency room, then you can't have it. If that was the true rule, then why does the emergency room give you these papers? Why does the hospital give you these papers? And they give you these papers because they know as well as anybody else that these symptoms can appear later. And they understand that when they appear later, they're advising you, get to a doctor.
Right. You can give us a call anytime. We represent injured victims, and we have for over 30 years. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each. We've written 6 books. You can get our books free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We champion people's cases, claims, and injury claims. And we've done it for years. And we do workers' compensation cases all over the state of Colorado. We do car crash cases, injury cases. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. We are your champions of the people, and we'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been in business since 1984, and Brad and I practiced law before that together, so then we formed Bell and Pollock in 1984, and we have over 30 years of experience representing injured victims and their families. You know, a lot of these impacts are on your families. A lot of the impact is you can't work. A lot of the impact with concussions is your entire personality changes over time. And so when the insurance company for the at-fault party says, well, you didn't exhibit all these symptoms in the emergency room and you didn't exhibit all these symptoms in your first couple of weeks with your PCP doctor, that doesn't matter. But you need somebody on your side to champion your claim. You need a legal game plan. And we have a book written on legal game plan. We trademarked, protected it, and it can apply to your concussion. You know, Brad, sometimes we look at when we're going to prove these concussions, how do we prove it? We look at the people in the injured people's lives. Did they change? And usually we always have a rule. People in the family or friends and acquaintances of the injured victim see
the concussion and brain injury changes in them before they do.
Sure. We have to rely on your coworkers. We have to rely on your supervisors at work. We have to rely on your family members. We have to rely on the people that you associate with in church activities or in social activities or in different activities that you carry out. We have to rely on those. And we have to rely on those because it's very, very important to be able to measure how you were before the crash and how you are after the crash, and to be able to identify whether or not these symptoms are new, whether or not they are symptoms at all, or whether it's just who you are and what you're about, and whether or not we need to address them. And without doing that, we're left in a very difficult position. So the first place you need to be able to direct your attorney when they ask you is to direct your attorney to a place where they can absolutely talk to people about the changes they encounter with you. It's hard a lot of times to ask somebody if they're having memory problems if somebody hasn't told them they have memory, because how they're going to remember they have memory problems.
Yeah, and you have to look at the symptoms. So how do you prove these cases? Brad and I have done it for years. One of the ways you do is you have the acquaintances, friends, coworkers, and these people notice changes in you. We also, we listen to you. You have to listen to the injured victim. Our point is you can't just go to trial and have the injured victim testify and nobody else, or have the injured victim claim the brain injury and no support. So you need a support. We've learned this over the years. You need testing. If you get to a neurologist, they can diagnose and treat brain injuries. A lot of doctors want to wait to see if the brain injury or any of the symptoms or impairments improve. But your work behavior, your activities of daily living, are they affected? Your recreational activities, are they affected? Your motivation, is it affected? Yes. And also, Brad, so you build the case and you build it from the foundation. And we always say that you and your attorneys need to understand the medicine. You absolutely need to understand the medicine. Also, we have many times had our clients neuropsychologically tested to prove the brain injury, and we have had our clients undergo a brain scan to look at hypoperfusion, slow blood flow in the brain, to see if it correlates with the impaired areas.
We talk about this quite often when it comes to being able to find diagnostics to confirm a brain injury. The effect that's occurred in your brain a lot of times is not going to be able to be seen by the machinery we have today. That's all there is to it. The science we have today a lot of times is not going to show the brain injury. Now, a lot of times it's going to show different patterns in the brain. It's going to show different events in the brain. And sometimes we can diagnose and we can confirm a brain injury from looking at these diagnostics and the brain scans that are available. The first thing you're going to get from defense lawyers is, oh, those are worthless. And they have defense doctors who are going to say those are worthless because they won't agree, they won't accept that those identify brain injury. The doctors that we know not only can look at these brain scans and identify the areas of the brain that have been damaged, but they can relate them significantly and specifically to the problems you're having. And a lot of times they can relate them right up, and it tells you what the problem is. Now, you know, you're going to get the defense doctors and the defense lawyers immediately saying, well, how do we know you didn't have that before? And the best we can say is, well, you didn't have the symptoms before, but not every person before they get in the car goes through a brain scan. So we don't have a before the crash brain scan most of the time. We have them afterwards. And the what we look at is, what are your new symptoms? How has your life changed? What are you now compared to what you were before the crash? And then we coordinate it and correlate it with the brain scan to see where it is. But it doesn't always happen that way.
No, it doesn't. And your attorneys need to know what to look for in the medical records. Your doctors need to know how to treat concussions, including in addition to the anatomical injuries. You might have injured your neck, a cervical injury, maybe C3, C4, C5. You might have injured your low back, lumbar injuries, a thoracic part of the spine. You might have radiculopathy or radiating pain. Your attorneys need to know the medicine so they can help you present your case and prove your case. So let's just take this example. You were injured in a car crash. You got rear-ended. You have a rapid acceleration, deceleration of your head. You have onset of these symptoms we've been talking about, not all of them, some of them, over the weeks and months. And you think, and sometimes you report to your doctor, you're foggy, you have headaches, you have neurological signs and symptoms. And so you have to wait and see what the concussion is going to develop into and look at. But when you go through a brain scan, and that's just one way we prove these cases, and it's, brain scan sounds terrible. It's not terrible. You can go through the brain scan and measures hypoperfusion, which means slow blood flow. And so, for example, the most injured part of the brain is usually the frontal lobe or the right parietal or the left parietal. And that controls your executive functions, which controls your cognitive processing and memory issues. And so if you have hypoperfusion, slow blood flow in the left parietal, and you show an impairment on neuropsychological testing from the on the left parietal, and your witnesses support the fact that you have changed in that particular area, now you're starting to lay the foundation to prove a brain injury.
And that's what you need to do. You need to have people who can take a look at this. Now, you know, it's expensive. It takes time. It takes effort. The general rule now is that you don't even know to what extent someone's going to recover from a brain injury for about 18 months after they've encountered the brain injury. I think a lot more people encounter brain injuries than we think. And a lot of them have initial symptoms that would tell you this is a traumatic brain injury. You've been hurt. And for some of it, it's the equivalent of a bump in the road. They get over it and they're fine and they move on. A lot of times we take a look at and we notice that people who have previous head injuries or have previous experiences or events which might have led to a head injury, now all of a sudden they're getting one that doesn't go away. Well, we all know now from watching football and paying attention to that the repetitive blows or shaking of the brain will cause you to have an add-on effect. But in motor vehicle law, in Colorado law, we talk about whether or not you have a pre-existing injury or whether or not you have a thin skull and whether or not that's how you are, and they take you as you are. So it's important to recognize that even though you say, well, gee, I've had it worse before, that doesn't mean that you don't have the injury now, and it doesn't mean that you don't have to be observed for a while to see if you're going to overcome the problem.
Right. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can give us a call at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We'd be glad to give you initial consultation. And also, we give you a legal game plan, which tells you what the rules are you need to follow, what you need to know to do to maximize your chances against the insurance company that is going to try to beat you and fight you. And they do fight these brain injury cases. Now, you know, many times, another example I want to give you is many times we've used the example or the analogy of the shaken baby syndrome. They didn't hit the head, but they were shaken. And you don't have to shake them viciously. Sometimes if you just shake them, it can cause the brain to have an injury. We all know about that. So why doesn't that apply to car crashes? Insurance companies don't want to pay. They don't want to hear this. And I've used the example many times when I've been in trial before, sometimes on a brain injury or concussion case, I take a Tupperware full of Jell-O and shake it right in front of the jury during closing argument because that's what happens. The problem is, or the difference is, Brad, is your brain has jagged, rugged edges. The Tupperware is nice and smooth, but when you slam your brain up against the front part of your frontal lobe, and that's where the injuries usually occur, it goes back. Sometimes it gets compressed. The neurons and the axons aren't firing right. Your neurological wiring, if you will, in the brain is not firing right, and you have to understand some of the anatomy.
Sure. The axons and dendrites are very much microscopic in nature. They're very small tissue. They're very microscopic. And a lot of times a machine's not going to pick up how they've been damaged and what's happened. But you're going to be able to pick up how they've been damaged and what's happened to them when you get involved in and when you start seeing that the neurons aren't working right. And that's a lot of confusing statements that you have when people are talking. You need somebody who understands that, what the dendrites are doing, what the axons are doing, how they are working with the neurons and what it's all about. But the bottom line is that, you know, they can either completely disrupt the signal or the functioning, or they can block it. And they can block it in a way that the brain now is finding new pathways to try and work. But it's, you know, we talk a lot of times, it's like trying to travel down a street that you travel down every day when you're going to work or school. And then all of a sudden that street's blocked. And now you're having to find a new way to get to school. It takes longer. It's more difficult. It creates problems. And a lot of times it doesn't even work, or you find yourself finding it so frustrating that there's a problem.
Sometimes when it's blocked, you can't find a new pathway. Your brain can't find a new pathway, and therefore you're impaired. Sometimes people with concussions, they get angry quicker. They have a temper. They never had one before. Their personality changes. You can call us, Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in three places, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. 5900 in the mountains. You can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-89, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing this show for years. We're glad to help you. We're glad to answer any of your questions. So the takeaway from today's show is you have a traumatic brain injury or concussion. The symptoms don't onset right away. Some of them might do it in the next few days, weeks, or months. You need to know that. But you also need to know, Brad, you can win this war. You can win it. We win it all the time. But you can't win it unless you know what the enemy, the insurance company, is going to do and what their attack is going to be. But you can win this war.
And it's a war worth winning. It's a war worth taking on. This, if you have a head injury that you don't recover from, that you can't get back in the game, first of all, the head injury has probably made you more susceptible to future injuries. That's something to always remember. But if you have one that keeps you from getting 100% back into the game and back into your life, then it's only appropriate you be fairly compensated for that. And how the compensation gets decided is a whole nother topic, but it's only fair that you get compensation. And that's something that needs to be addressed with the appropriate people to get you taken care of.
Call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Come see us for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, because we are your champions of the people.